Chris, if you would start the recorder. And good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. We'll call to order our meeting of the Accessibility Advisory Council. Today is Tuesday, February the 2nd, 2020, and it is 2 p.m. We will begin by call and roll to confirm our quorum. Please answer by saying here, council members. Joe Delvecchio?
Here.
Jim Woolihan? Beth Meyer? Paul Martell?
Here.
Darlene Leibelcrow? Please, Darlene may be excused for today. Paul Vixney?
Here.
Allison Klein?
Here.
We need one more to join the call to have our quorum. Let's give it just a minute and see if one of the others join us.
Marlita, do we have three or four?
We have four and seven on the committee.
We have a quorum.
Which would be a quorum.
Do you accept that? Then yes, sir. We'll take that as quorum and move ahead. I'm Marlita Peters. I'll help coordinate your meeting today. What other staff do we have on the line?
Robert Bimbo.
This is Justin Vogel.
Justin.
Tom Campbell.
Tom. And we have Chris Momadani's on the line. And Jim Hammers.
Yes.
Any other staff? Do we have any guests on the line that would like to be recognized for the recording?
Brad Schiffer.
Thank you, Brad.
Jim Schock.
Jim Schock. Anyone representing the properties that we're looking at today? Bernard Cap Warehouse or Bodega Takara?
Yes, this is Edward Martos. I'm here on behalf of Bernard Cap Warehouse.
Yes, and Larry Schneider for the Bodega restaurant.
Anyone else on the line?
Yes, David Milgram from Bernard Cap.
Saw your last name, please, David.
Milgrom.
And Joaquin Sandro from Bernard Cap as well.
Joaquin, what was your last name, please?
Sandros, spelled C as in Charlie, E N as in Nancy, D as in David, R O S as in Sam.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And Edward, if you would please spell your last name.
Last name is spelled M-A-R-T-O-S.
Martos. Do we have any other guests that would like to be recognized? Hearing none, council members, if you would please review and approve the agenda as posted.
Joe Delvecchio, I want to make a motion that we approve the agenda as posted.
Paul Martell, second.
All those in favor, please vote by saying aye.
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 Thank you. One more time, do we have Jim Woolihan, Beth Meyer, or Darlene Leibelcrow on the line? Okay, we'll move ahead. Council members, if you would approve the previous minutes of December 7th, 2020, if there are no recommended changes or corrections.
This is Paul Bixley. I move that we approve the minutes from last meeting.
A second. Del Vecchio. All those in favor, please vote by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Now we'd like to hear the commission's action on the December 2020 waiver applications. Mr. Madani?
Yeah, this is Mo Madani. Good afternoon. Just to let you know that your actions or the commission action on the waiver application from the last meeting were similar to your action on those applications. So there is no difference. Thank you.
Thank you. Our first item to be heard today is Bernard Kapp Warehouse Renovations, waiver number 494. Robert, do you have the synopsis?
Yes. The issue is vertical accessibility to the second floor. This project is an alteration to an existing building or facility, which is currently in plan review. The compliance estimate plus the amount spent on accessible features is $57,507. The project construction cost plus the construction cost over the past 3 years is $96,163. And the economic hardship threshold is 50%. The applicant is requesting a waiver for providing vertical accessibility to the second floor of an existing two-story warehouse with 42,905 square feet. The two-story warehouse is a uniform headwear and apparel manufacturing facility, which was constructed in 1960 and expanded in 1968. The proposed project consists of renovations to update the employee workspaces and to add some additional floor area on the second floor. The project estimated construction cost is $96,163, with $11,587 headed towards accessibility. The applicant submitted two cost estimates for compliance for vertical access to the second floor, which have totals of $76,745 and $45,980 for installation of a lift, along with the associated costs. Furthermore, according to the applicant, all employee workspaces and recreation spaces on the second floor are mirrored on the first floor. The applicant alleges substantial financial costs will be incurred by the owner if the waiver is denied. Staff recommendation. Staff recommends granting the request for waiver for vertical accessibility on the grounds of economic hardship. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, I will remind you to state your name before you speak, as we'll start having public comments, and be very mindful of any background noise or conversations going on around you, because your microphones do pick up everything on a conference call. Mr. Martos, do you have any additional comments that you would like to make, or anyone that's representing Bernard Kapp?
Thank you. Yes, this is Edward Martos for the record. Offices at 2525 Poncedale Boulevard. I will be very brief. As you heard, staff is recommending approval. I want to highlight a couple key points about this application. The facility in question is a warehouse. It operates to prepare uniforms for the armed services, for police departments, etc. The work that's being done there is expanding the workspace. All the work is done pretty much with sewing machines at tables, and the workspace that's being expanded onto the second floor mirrors the first floor. And the facility is also not open to the public. So to the extent that any of our employees require or are disabled and can't access the stairs that exist, they will be perfectly capable of doing all the same work at the ground level, because it's really a mirrored floor plan on the second floor. Same bathroom facilities are available, same break room facilities are available. And with that, I'm available for any questions you might have.
Thank you. Any of the other members from Bernard Kapp that would like to speak? Any comments from anyone from the public? Okay, council members, back to you for discussion.
This is Paul Martel. I move that we go ahead and accept the recommendation of staff to grant the waiver on grounds of economic hardship.
This is Allison.
Allison, I believe you were first in with the second.
Yes, please. Thank you.
Thank you. Do we have any further questions or comments from council members? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion to accept based on economic hardship, please vote by saying aye. Any opposed? Thank you. We will now move to the next property, Bodega Tequila v. Tequila, waiver number 503.
The issue is vertical accessibility to the mezzanine level. This project is an alteration to an existing building or facility. This project is currently under design. The compliance estimate plus the amount spent on accessible features is $145,782. Project construction cost plus the construction cost over the past 3 years is $476,695. Economic hardship threshold is 31%. The applicant is requesting a waiver for providing vertical accessibility to the mezzanine level of an existing restaurant with 1,900 square feet. The proposed project consists of modification to the first floor, which include alteration of to the dining area and the kitchen, the construction of two new fully accessible toilet rooms, an office space for the manager, and a corridor for access to the toilet rooms, as well as access to the exterior patio for additional bar / dining area. In addition to the existing mezzanine, will be modified to allow one bar for minimum seating. According to the applicant, all food service and pickup will occur on the first floor. The project estimated construction cost is $476,695, with $107,067 going towards accessibility. The applicant has submitted two cost estimates for compliance with vertical access to the mezzanine level, which have the total amounts of $38,715 and $45,765 for installation of an ADA lift with its associated cost. The applicant alleges substantial financial costs will be incurred by the owner if the waiver is denied. Staff recommendations. Staff recommends granting the request for waiver for accessibility on the grounds of economic hardship. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Schneider, I believe you're representing this property.
Yes, that is correct. We have a PowerPoint presentation, so can we share this?
Give us just a moment.
Not a problem. Okay, is everyone seeing the main slide here?
Yes, sir.
Okay, mm-hmm. Thank you very much. My name is Larry Schneider, an architect. I'm representing the Bodega at Coconut Grove and for their waiver request for vertical accessibility to the property. You know, under Florida Statute 553.512, a waiver is allowed to be granted based upon the recommendation from the Accessibility Advisory Council to the Florida Building Commission. And if an applicant for a waiver demonstrates economic hardship in accordance with the federal requirements 28 CFR section 36.403 F1, a waiver shall be granted for that application. Florida Statute 553.509 has different parts of it dealing with vertical accessibility, and the issue we're having here is to a mezzanine area. The building in question is an existing two-story building. The intent of the owner is to modify the existing tenant space to be a restaurant. The alteration to the existing tenant space, where there is 1,328 square feet on the first floor, that will be modified for an interior with associated modifications to the kitchen and the construction of two fully accessible toilet rooms, office space, banner for the management, and a corridor for access to the toilet rooms as well as access to the exterior patio. The mezzanine area comprises of 575 square feet. It will be modified with a minimum bar area and minimum table seating. All food service and pickup will occur on the first floor. As we talked, the estimated project budget is $565,000, excluding the general conditions, general liability insurance, and construction of the work. Of this, $341,275 is for work that is not associated with the alterations to the primary function area that would affect accessibility. The costs that are associated with the work related to accessibility compliance requirements complies to meet the 20% rule is $185,000. The cost for the installation of a vertical platform lift will be $38,715. When we look at Section 202.4.1 and disproportionate costs, it's Florida Accessibility Code deals with the 20% requirement and what the costs are that you are required to provide for accessibility. The 2010 ADA standards under 36403.1F is the same disproportionate language, and what Florida has done, excuse me, is taken in the federal language and put it into the Florida Accessibility Code. So we're looking at what those costs are to deal with it. In dealing with the project, here's the drawings. On the right-hand side is the dining area that's going to be used. Towards the left of that are the two new toilet rooms that are going to be fully accessible. To the left of that is going to be a little bit of a kitchen area. And then there's an exterior seating on the outside. On the mezzanine, there's this, that 575 square feet has some seating area there, and accessible seating is available on that level, even though there will be no requirement to provide vertical access, but still accessible seating is provided. Looking at the project cost, when you do the breakout of all the items, you've got the budget cost not applicable towards modifications to the primary function, the proposed lift cost, and the accessibility cost towards accessibility. As we go and add all those up, again, the subtotal is $565,341. It doesn't count. $38,715 for the lift and $185,000 on accessibility issues. And looking at the breakout, the 20% rule requirements for the percentage of cost towards accessibility is $44,000. Cost spent towards the 20% requirement without the cost of the lift is $185,000. Cost to be spent towards the 20% requirement with the cost of the lift is $223,000. 20% of that is, again, 33%. If you add in the cost of the lift, it's at 37%. So we have exceeded the 20% requirement. This is the breakout for the cost of the lift. We have two quotes for that. We took the lower one, added in the structural modification and the electrical, and that's how the contract determined that the cost to provide the vertical access for the lift would be $38,715. So, since the gross budget is $565,000 and you can deduct $341,000 as cost not related to any modifications as outlined for the requirements of the ADA regulations, the real project would then be $185,000 towards the cost of accessibility. 20% of this would be the $44,000 cost towards accessibility element, $185,000, which far exceeds the 20% of $44,000. If you add in the cost of the lift, the $38,000 higher. This far exceeds the requirement, the 20% requirement. Therefore, on the language of the Florida state statute, is in accordance with 28 CFR 36403, has been demonstrated, and a waiver shall be granted. And as we mentioned before, we concur with the recommendations of staff for a waiver to be granted for this item. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else representing this property that would like to speak? Anyone from the public with comments or questions? Council members, back to you. Comments and questions, or entertain a motion.
I was going to say something. I have to raise my hand.
And who is this, please?
This is Eddie Fernandez from Miami-Dade County.
Go ahead, sir.
I have the building official from Miami-Dade County on the phone. He's trying to log in right now. And I noticed that in the application, they have him as the contact information of the municipality. Edward Rojas, and this property is located in the city of Miami, incorporated Miami-Dade County. So I think it's not the proper building official there. I was trying to have him to log in, but he's in the way to do it. I don't know if he's been successful doing it. I'm from the Building Code Administrator's Office in Miami-Dade County. It's called
Council, do you recommend that this would in any way hinder the decision of the council members? Justin?
This is Paul Martel. I guess it depends on what information he's wanting to provide.
We hear a background conversation or a television.
I'm muted.
This is Larry Schneider, representative for the applicant. We appreciate that. We were informed by the owner that this was the right jurisdiction. However, as you all know, there is no mandate to have any input from the building department. That it's a request, and based on the 20% and the fact that we've exceeded the 20%, there would be no there's no additional information that would be modify this for this waiver request.
Thank you. Mr. Vogel, would you like to weigh in on that?
This is Justin Vogel, the commission's attorney. I guess my only real comment is that I agree with Mr. Schneider that there doesn't need to be any input from a building official. If there is a building official that would like to, just like any other member of the public, then, of course, I presume the council wouldn't mind hearing that. But it's not required, and it's sort of up to the pleasure of the council if it wants to wait and see if we can collect this public comment. But with respect to, I guess, regardless of whether we manage to hear from the building official, Mr. Schneider, you might want to just check and confirm whether the building official that's listed is correct, because we do mail out a copy of the order to the listed building department, and so just please get with our staff if there is some issue with that.
Well, thank you very much for that insight. If I understood the gentleman who talked, he said this is in the city of Miami, not the unincorporated area of Miami-Dade. Is that correct?
Yeah, this is Eddie Fernandez. That's correct. And the reason I know that because we're the staff of the Board of Zoning Appeals, so we certified all the building officials and inspectors here. And for sure, 3419 Main Highway is located in the city of Miami. And Mr. Maurice Pons is the building official for the city of Miami, not Mr. Rojas.
We would be more than happy to modify this provision and have it squared away by commission meeting next Tuesday.
This is Mo Madani. If it's okay with everybody, we'll be glad to mainly put this application for need more information and allow you to go in and make the correction to the name of the building official and all that. So, as long as you can do this with it before the commission meeting.
This is Larry Schneider again. We can do this by the end of today.
Good. Then we'll do that. No problem. We'll put it and make sure to make the correction.
Mr. Fernandez, do you have any information that would possibly alter the council's decision?
No.
Okay.
The only thing I was going to add to Mr. Madani, the prior one, also the building official needs to be corrected.
On the Bernard Cat property, sir?
Yeah, that's in Hialeah. And the building official in Hialeah is Mr. Riveroni. Mr. Naranjo is from another municipality.
Eddie, if it's okay with you, send me an email with the correct building official name to these two, and we'll make sure to communicate to the applicant to make sure that we have the correct building official.
My pleasure, Mo. I'll shoot you an email today.
Thank you, Eddie.
Both contact information. Thank you.
And Mr. Martos, are you still on the line?
Yes, I'm still on the line. The instructions, or rather the name of the individual that we posted, He is a building official, but more importantly, he also works for the city of Hialeah. He has two roles. And that gentleman is the person in charge of accessibility issues for the city of Hialeah. He's the person we've been working with. So I do believe he's the appropriate person for notice purposes, but we are happy to update our information however you would like.
Thank you. When we get that information to Mr. Madani, we'll forward it out to you as well.
Understood.
Okay, council members, back to the Bodega Tequeta property. Any discussion or questions that you may have, or would you like to make a motion?
I just, this is Paul Martel. I have a comment. I guess that it's curious that the individuals who are doing, I guess, the inspection wouldn't know what their jurisdictions are as far as, both these properties are concerned. And I just, it's kind of a little bit disturbing, I guess.
Mr. Martel, this is Justin Vogel. It seems like in both cases, the applicants had an idea of their point of contact in the local jurisdiction, and it seems like we have a building official on the phone who thinks it may be different, who's familiar with the area. Ultimately, it's the responsibility of each applicant to sort of get that waiver to the right location so they can proceed with their project. And, I mean, it sort of doesn't matter even if we do have the, what building official we send it to, because ultimately it's going to be on the people who are carrying out this construction to get that waiver approved. So I wouldn't really worry about it too much, in my opinion. Thanks.
Thank you, Justin.
This here is Jerry Balbecchio.
Go ahead, sir.
Okay. Hey, thank you. Okay. There seems to be a lot of confusion. Let me just clear. But try to clarify this. My understanding is from the council that we have what we're currently discussing truly has no bearing if the corrections are made before this reaches the commission on what we decide in respect to waiver. Am I correct in assuming that?
Yes, sir, that is correct.
Yes, Mr. Delsicchio, you have exactly right.
Okay, I thank you very much. And I'm going to make a waiver that we grant the request for a waiver and make a motion that we grant the request for a waiver for vertical accessibility on the grounds of economic hardship. Excuse me, but there's a lot of background noise. Thank you.
This is Paul Vixley, I second.
Thank you, Mr. Vixley. Do we have any further discussion or questions from the council members? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion, please vote by saying aye.
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 Ladies, are you on the line?
Yes, I am. Yes.
Let's call that motion again. All those in favor of the motion, please vote by saying aye, council members only.
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Any opposed? Hearing none, that ends our items for discussion. Is there any further comment from the public at this time?
Yes, this is Larry Snyder. I want to thank the council for that vote. If we could staff to go ahead and unlock the application, we'll go ahead and get modified to get the correct information as brought to our attention by the gentleman identifying the appropriate building department. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Schneider. And Robert, that's something that you can handle this afternoon?
We'll take care of it, Marlena. Don't worry about it.
Okay, thank you. Any other comments from anyone on the line? Hearing none, we'll do our final roll call. Council members, please vote by saying here. Joe Delvecchio?
Here.
Jim Woolihan? Beth Meyer. Paul Martell.
Here.
Darlene Leibel Crowe. Paul Bixney.
Here.
Allison Klein.
Here.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, all for your attention and time today. Have a good afternoon. We are closed at 2:30 p.m.
Take care, everyone.